Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Nick Ashew, and we have a tremendous odds boost for all of you today on Cooper Kupp to have over 9.5 receptions and a touchdown, boosted to plus 350 at Caesars. So he had 13 receptions in week one, 11 in week two. Great chance he can hit this over here in week four, and he has one touchdown in week one, another one in week two. So
there are certain people, right, where you just look at them anytime touchdown or a certain amount of yards where you just can count on them. And that's Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Also, from a fantasy perspective, since I have him on a fantasy roster, I really like him to do this as well. That would help me a lot, Lucy. But yeah, it's Cooper Kupp. And I'd love to sit here and just say we can throw out all these trends. Everybody knows what Cooper Kupp is able to do. That's the point of bringing in this boost by itself, where it's all just based on you're getting a value that's pretty high from Cooper Kupp to do things that he normally does. So, you know, in all honesty here, I'm comfortable with it just because the name Cooper Kupp is literally sitting right there when it comes to this.
Exactly. When I saw this odds boost, I thought, okay, we got to get in on this one because Cooper Kupp is always a jaw-dropping value odds boost here at plus 350 yep. at Caesars. Get that as soon as you can and head to betql.com/boosts to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers as well. Follow us on Twitter at Nick Ashew and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today. Monday Night Football. I am going with the Rams money line, plus 105, I got this, against the 49ers, of course. So the Rams are 2-1 this season. I think they can make it 3-1 here against the 1-2 49ers, even though Jimmy Garoppolo now at the helm. See if this makes a difference, but there are some trends in favor of the Rams on the money line. Sean McVay is 18-3 off a win against a division rival while coaching the Rams, 26-6 off a division game while coaching the Rams, and 9-2 off a road win against a division rival while, you guessed it, coaching the Rams. So the Rams are also averaging 20.33 points scored per game. The 49ers are averaging 15.67 points scored per game. So I think the Rams can get the win here on the stage of Monday Night Football.
I'm going the other way. Going the other way, Lucy.
And, okay.
And it's difficult because
I like it.
You know, I like the 49ers to at least cover in this. 49ers -1.5. Now, granted, these are two rivals. They've seen each other a lot. It's difficult to handicap both of these teams, right? Because right now we've seen an inconsistency from the Rams. Matt Stafford, well, is kind of doing what he did last year, right? Turning the football over. We know that that offense has been up and down, especially when it comes to running the football. The 49ers, though, I understand that their upside is not as high because Trey Lance is no longer going to be out there for them this season, right? We understood what the whole goal was of Kyle Shanahan was be more mobile quarterback. You can do more things. You can't do the same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. That being said, I know what the floor is for the 49ers, and that's why I've been a little more comfortable since Jimmy Garoppolo has been out there. Now, he's going through a preseason. Essentially, this is his preseason, but the difference here is that he's seen the Rams, obviously, plenty of times before, and on top of that, like, he's played with the rest of this roster. Like, he's kind of warming up and going through that whole process because he didn't play in the preseason and was just kind of standing on the sidelines and not actually doing anything when they thought they were going to trade him. So
right.
I know at least what the floor is with the 49ers. So I'm comfortable here knowing the fact that they're home and you have no longer Trey Lance, but you have Jimmy Garoppolo and what this offense can be. They can at least run the football more. We know what the defense is going to be able to do. So I'm going to take the 49ers because of the fact they are at home here and Jimmy Garoppolo is out there a quarterback.
Exactly. He's not like he's a fourth string quarterback like Bailey
right.
Zappi or anything
right.
like that. Jimmy
right,
Garoppolo
right.
looking at his former team like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, by the way, yesterday, I mean, looking at the Patriots, I mean, you're just like, it's one quarterback after another.
Yeah.
That,
couldn't
you know
believe
what?
It. I don't believe Brian Hoyer.
I don't feel bad for you Patriots fans at all. You guys have had a lot of success.
Yeah, that's why it's okay.
It's going to be a struggle now. going to be a struggle.
It's Bailey Zappi season, everybody. I mean, I could not believe. I was like, Zappi, I can't wait to see what Brian Hoyer does. He gets a head injury. That's what he does. I couldn't. Mac Jones out with an injury. Then Brian Hoyer out with an injury. Who would have been the fourth quarterback was my question. Bill Belichick would not say. But my thinking would be take Julian Edelman was a quarterback in college. Take him out of retirement. Bring him in as quarterback. And that's how Edelman comes back into the NFL as the fourth string quarterback for the Patriots behind Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones Jr. Everybody, happy Monday Night Football and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.